Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to eBay Auction Tips, the task force with Tim Knox and Scott Patton. Hey, Tim, how are you doing today?
Hey, Scott, doing great. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. So it's countdown. You're getting close to launch day with your new book.
Yeah, we're 3 weeks out now, waiting for June 22nd to get here.
Great.
And it's not getting here fast enough, I guarantee you.
And everything you learned about business, you learned from your mama.
Pretty much. And what I didn't learn from her, I learned from you.
Right. Everybody believes that, I'm sure.
Yep.
So that's cool. So it must be really something going through a book launch.
It's exhausting so far, and we're not even close. You know, I've got so much going on. We're working to get the joint venture launch for the online portion, and then I've got a PR person, I've got a marketing person. They're working with bookstores, they're working with magazines. You know, we met yesterday with a TV station here that wants me to come on and be their on-camera business expert. And
oh, nice.
Gosh, and we're working to syndicate the Sunday night radio show. So it's just, every day is something new. And so I've just, you know, I wake up in the morning and I wonder what's going to hit.
That's cool. It must be a lot of work because I oftentimes when I contact you, you're on your way to like New York to talk with your press agents and.
Well, yeah, I did. You know, it's not all fun and glory, Scott. Some of it's work. I did have to. I went to New York last week. I met with my agent and my publisher, and that was a lot of fun. Went to Manhattan. You know, rode the ferry across from Hoboken. And walked around and, you know, walked down to Ground Zero and walked around Manhattan. And it was a really, really cool experience. Really cool.
Well, that is really neat. So tell everybody the name of the book and where they can get it once it launches, because they may be listening to this well after the launch date.
You can get it. The name of the book is Everything I Know About Business I Learned From My Mama. And it's a down-home approach to business and personal success. I think it's a great book. There's nothing like it out there. It's funny. It's part memoir. It talks about my growing up dirt poor in the backwoods of Alabama and how I went from that to being a successful entrepreneur. And then it really is a kind of a book of self-discovery. You know, people, when they think about going into business, the very first thing they should ask themselves, Scott, is, you know, is business really for me? Mm-hmm. Am I cut out for business? So I talk about that a lot. And then I get on into the nuts and bolts of business, of like, you know, how to name your business, how to find a location, how to manage employees, how to be a great leader, that sort of thing. So it will be available in Books a Millions, Barnes and Nobles, Borders. It's available online, Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com. It'll be in airport bookstores, you know, wherever fine books are sold. It's going to be there. So very excited about it.
That's really, really cool. Okay. And so is it going to be available on eBay?
You know what? I bet somebody will be selling that sucker on eBay. I get like a box of 50 of them, so I'll probably put it on eBay. Yeah, I'm sure if you go to eBay, most of the booksellers, it's kind of funny that sell on eBay, they're right in there. When a book hits the bookstores, I mean, they'll throw it up there. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to find it on eBay without much problem.
Well, that's one of the things that I would think about right off the hop is, you know, I wonder if I can get it cheaper on eBay than I could at the bookstore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the way that Amazon works is the book is going to retail for $22.95, but you go to Amazon, it'll sell for like $16.
Right.
Because Amazon demand, you know, they are the Walmart of online booksellers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and if you belong to book clubs like Books a Million, you get like 20% off and that sort of thing. So you'll be able to find it for $15 to $22.
Well, that's certainly reasonable for all the information and knowledge that you're going to be imparting.
Yeah.
That's a great deal. So head over to Amazon or your local bookstore, or if you're flying somewhere, check the airport bookstore and pick it up.
Yeah, I'm going to go in every airport bookstore and just move it to the front.
And there you go.
That's what I tell my kids. I said, look, when the book comes out, I'm going to drop you off. You run in the bookstore, you go find the book, and you move it up to the bestsellers rack. So a little bit of creative marketing there for you, Scott.
I was in a bookstore a month ago, and I saw a book that I really liked, and it was on the bottom shelf. And I took all of the copies, and I put them up on the top shelf. So you can bet I'm going to be doing it for your book.
There you go. Well, hopefully I'm going to have some good placement. But yeah, the better exposure my friends can give me, the better.
Well, I'll be letting everybody on my lists and my other podcasts know about it because I'm one of your joint venture partners and just filled out the form today for you. So
Oh, very good. I appreciate that.
cool. So let's get on to some eBay news.
All right.
I was actually just at the eBay.com site and just sort of looking around to see what was new, and I noticed there's a section called More eBay Sites, and one of them is called Stumble Upon. And
Oh, really?
it's new. So I clicked on it, and I don't know if our listeners have heard of Stumble Upon before or know all about it, in which case we're, going to show how ignorant we are.
Well,
But
I had heard about Stumbled Upon. I knew what it was. I didn't know that eBay had just purchased them, though.
yeah, and it's a very interesting site. There's a lot of sites that are kind of like social bookmarking sites. Dig is, I think, one of the most popular ones. And with someplace like Dig, if you kind of dig it and you sort of mark it, and other people like what you digged, and they dig it, it can become very, very popular. And if it hits the front page of Dig, you've got tens of thousands of visitors coming, and usually it's a very short-lived bit of pop. It's your 15 minutes of fame on Dig,
Sure.
right? And what was interesting, reading through some of the Stumble Upon comments that were on other pages outside of StumbleUpon, was that there was one fellow, he had like 25,000 plus visitors over a 20-day period from StumbleUpon. And what was interesting is you don't necessarily get a big rush, but you can get some very steady, very targeted traffic. So if you're selling electronics, or if you're selling Barbie dolls, or you're selling some, kind of in some niche area, you can use StumbleUpon to really communicate with that community and get that community learning more and more about your stuff and what you have to offer and everything else, which I thought was really quite interesting.
Yeah, I do too. But no, you're exactly right. I mean, the whole social networking, phenomena is just amazing. I mean, you can be, just laboring in obscurity one day, and geez, somebody picks up your YouTube video or finds your website and tags it, and geez, all of a sudden you got people coming out of the woodwork. So it's like we talked about on a pod or on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. eBay is they've never been a first mover. They've
Right.
never been the pioneer. They wait for other people to do it, and then they'll either mimic it or they'll buy them out. They've started the blogs, they've started the forums, that sort of thing. So now that they've got stumbled upon it, I'm sure they plan on somehow integrating that, I think, in the eBay system somehow, don't you?
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting because I can remember in the early days of the internet where we would really stumble around. You'd go to a page and you'd read it, and the guy would say, "And by the way, if you want to know more about widgets, click here." And you go, "Oh, that sounds interesting." Click, and like 15 clicks later and 3 hours later, you're going, "Oh my goodness, I've just gone off on this huge tangent, and I got nothing done for the last 2 hours," right? And we got on this podcast together, I was wandering through StumbleUpon, and it's exactly what happened to me. I went to this one page, and then I went to this other page, and then I went, and I'm thinking, this is interesting, this is interesting, this is interesting, and it was all way off the topic, right? I wasn't learning anything about StumbleUpon, I was learning about link building, right? So to me, that's a testament of how powerful and how good this system is, right? Because I've been surfing the net for 15 years. I mean, I'm a veteran surfer, and it takes a lot to get me off my focus now, right? Because we've done that so much in the past, right? And so it was time for us to start the podcast, and I'm going, "Oh my goodness, I'm reading this thing that has nothing to do with what I originally got on for." And I thought, I haven't felt that experience in a lot of years. So one of the things on StumbleUpon that I really liked is when you click on the website tab, at the top there's four tabs: home, websites, people, and videos. I only got to the website one. And on the right side of that, there is one of these word clouds, right? Which, basically it's a bunch of words, and if it's the bigger it is, the bolder it is, the more popular it is. And I saw one that said internet, and I clicked on it, and that was it. I was off
You were
for
lost.
I was lost. I was stumbling around, right? And it was all fascinating stuff. And here's a tip for for everybody out there, I have a couple blogs that I use as totally as research tools. They're my personal blogs. One is on podcasting, one is on blogging and RSS feeds. And what I'll do is if I see something that's really interesting, instead of trying to bookmark it, because I've got 14,000 bookmarks that are all mixed up, I will highlight it and I will use the Google toolbar. It's got a blog this button, and I will blog it onto one of my blogger research blogs so that I can then go back to, I'll go and review my blog and it will have like three or four or five or 10 recent posts of things that, and it'll just have a snippet of it, right? And then a link to the original where I got the information. And so I can look at it and say, yeah, that's something I want to use and for maybe whether it's a book I'm writing or a sales copy that I'm writing or something that, say we want to talk about, I'll have it right there. And I'll look and I'll go, yeah, here's something we should talk about on eBay. And then I'll be able to research it some more before our podcast. I was doing that actually on StumbleUpon, and we're talking about it right now, so there's not much point of keeping it on the blog. But I find that as a really good way of kind of keeping track of things, because oftentimes we just get so much information we can't keep track of it. So getting back to the point, if you've got certain areas that you're selling products on eBay, and take a look at StumbleUpon and see, because they've got books, computers, food, games, health stuff, history, living things, science, there's a shopping part, technology, videos, sports, that sort of stuff. And then you'll be able to communicate with that community that is really interested in that topic. And that was one of the things that people that were talking about the eBay purchase, like there's a lot of commentary on it, they continually mentioned the fact that if you use StumbleUpon correctly, you're going to get a ton of targeted traffic. And we haven't talked too much about that, but really, Tim, when you think about it, if someone wants to buy a Barbie doll and they go to your auction and your auction is selling iPods, they're gone, right? So if you figure out a way to get all these people that want to buy Barbie dolls to your auction and you're selling them the wrong product, that, like, what's the point, right? But if you can find a whole group of people that's really interested in MP3 players and iPods and all that sort of stuff, and you can get into that community and drive them, and basically we call it driving traffic, right? But bring that traffic to your auction pages on a consistent basis, your competition, your price is going to go up, you're going to make more, you're going to sell more and be more successful. And so I think this is the reason that eBay bought StumbleUpon. I have no idea what they paid for it, was
I
so
bet
that,
it, I bet it wasn't cheap.
no, it was probably, hundreds of millions of dollars. Because the page rank in Google of StumbleUpon is 7. I mean, so it's an authoritative site, and just getting links from StumbleUpon onto pointing to your web page, pointing to your auctions is huge. But then having that traffic, that targeted traffic, come to your site or to your auction page or your eBay store is really, really keen. So it's something that I really recommend everyone join. It's free to join. Start figuring out how it works and look for driving some traffic.
Yeah, and that's stumbleupon.com.
Hey, oh, good
Hey,
point.
there you go.
That's why we're a partnership. Like I'd have signed off, and they'd say, "Well, okay, how do I find this place?" Right?
Well, you did such a wonderful job of explaining it. I just stayed out of your way, but I knew I would be able to contribute at the end. So stumbleupon.com.
Cool.
What a team.
What a team. That's right. And just want to thank everybody for joining us. Our eBay podcast is one of the most popular eBay podcasts on iTunes, which is the 800-pound gorilla of podcasts. So there's really no other place you need to be very popular except iTunes. And all of our listeners and subscribers have contributed to that, so we want to really thank you. And really want to strongly recommend that you head over to Amazon. If you head over to Amazon right now, you can pre-buy your book, right,
You
Tim?
certainly can. You can pre-order it today.
Yeah. And because I think that's just it's just going to be an awesome, a must-have part of everybody's business literature collection.
Yes, if it's not in your bathroom, it should be. Because that's where my business book library is.
Mine is the night table beside bed every
Well,
night.
see, I leave books all over the house, and We've got, I think, four bathrooms. So in stuffed under the sink of each bathroom, I have a little mini library. So no matter where I am, I'm good to go.
You're multitasking at its best.
Yes. It's
Tim, thanks for taking time out of your busy day. I know with your launch schedule and everything else, that time is of the essence. And we're probably going to have our next eBay podcast after your launch so that you'll be able to have a chance to just kind of relax and enjoy life a little bit.
Well, I appreciate that.
And to all our listeners, until next time, that's Tim Knox. I'm Scott Patton, and you've been listening to the eBay Auction Tips Task Force. Any last words of wisdom before we go, Tim?
Say goodbye, Tim.
Say goodbye, Tim.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.